Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, welcome to the Cave Joe PLR. This is PLR coming to you live the 13th of May, live from Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. You know how we do this, cigars with the Cave Show every Thursday, Sports Talk Radio. Best, we've got a lot of stuff to get into today. A lot of stuff to get into today. I am looking forward to this. You know this, and I know this. The NFL schedules were released. So you know what that means. We're going to go through this bad boy. We're going to talk about games. We're going to talk about some games that just jump out at you. It is crazy. I think the NFL has done a masterful job of keeping our attention during the off season. It just they just do a masterful job. We're talking about football. There's not a game played until August. And we're talking about it like there's a game next week. So mad props to the NFL. And we're going to get into that, talk a little bit about the Suns, got some fun stuff with the Suns, too, that we're going to get into with the one, the only, Frank Kaminsky. I had a chance to catch up with him a little bit earlier, so we'll get into that. Coming on to talk ASU basketball as well, along with these NFL schedules, the one, the only, best friend in the world, Mike Garrett Tenuto, he's going to join me, believe, in Pac-12. Basketball. Like I said, I absolutely love Thursdays. You know why? Because we're live at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. I'm going to throw our call-in number out now. I can't promise how many calls we'll get to, but I will try to get to as many as possible. Sometimes it's one. Sometimes it's one less than one. But we'll see. Number's 917-889-7828. 917-889-7828. We are brought to you, of course, by Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991 South Alma School. That's Alma School and Chandler Heights. Get down here and check them out. Let them know PLR sent you. You get 10% off of your cigar purchase. You also can become a member, get your access to the members' lounge. There you get a locker that backs up to a humidor. Back there's a refrigerator, an ice maker, microwave. A ton of comfortable places to sit, ton of TVs on, just the perfect place to come, watch a game. Maduro does serve beer and wine, so have your adult beverage while you are checking out the best spot in the valley. Now, if you don't want to become a member, there's no issue. There's sit and watch games, tons of TVs all around. Right now, they're showing the Good Guys, the White Sox, so yes, they have all the passes. It'll be NBA, NFL, anything you want to watch is on right here at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. Definitely get down here and check them out. If you can't make it down, no worries there either. All you got to do is go to Stogie World, StogieWorld.com. Order your favorite stick online. Same great selection. Order early enough in the day. It will ship out the exact same day. All this happens, of course, at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. I want to kick off the show today and talk about the NBA playoffs and how this race is winding down. Definitely want to focus on the Suns a little bit as well, as they've lost two games in a row going into tonight to face the Portland Trail Blazers. So the other night against the Warriors, and I'm not going to play a ton of sound like I usually do, but that was a bad loss. And they just didn't match the end of game intensity that Golden State had. Now, listen, we know Golden State is not the same as they were when they had KD and a healthy Clay and everything. We know that. But at the same time, they still have Steph. Number 30 is still there. Draymond is still there. And the way that they closed out the Suns should be a lesson learned for the Suns. I think the Suns need to get the number one seed for a lot of reasons. But the biggest reason is to try to avoid the Lakers. And you know I'm kidding. Because I think they should face them right off. Get them before they get healthy. Listen, I think the Lakers are a better team than Golden State. But I guarantee you the Lakers don't want to see Golden State in a one-game series. And that's where they're sitting right now. Right now. Any series with a healthy LeBron and AD goes seven, I'm betting on LeBron and AD. But a hurt LeBron and a hurt AD in a one-game series against the Warriors for that seventh seed, anything can happen. Literally, anything can happen. And I think the Lakers know that. And as Anthony Davis said just last night, they're playing with a sense of urgency. One, they don't even want to play in the play-in game. And right now they're the number seven seed. They would play the Warriors. The Grizzlies would play the Spurs. And the Lakers don't want that. The Lakers somehow want to jump the Dallas Mavericks, who sit in the sixth seed. Technically, they're tied with Portland, but Portland has a tiebreaker. So tonight's game against the Trailblazers for the Suns, it's going to be a huge game. One, Trailblazers want to stay a game ahead of the Mavericks and the Lakers. And the Suns need to win this game because the Clippers are creeping up. You don't want to find yourself in a position where you're a two seed looking for a one seed and end up a third seed. That you don't want, because the Clippers own the tiebreaker against the Suns, as they beat them two out of three games. Now I'm talking with the Suns and being in on all the meetings and listening to all the stuff they're saying. They understand they have to up their level of intensity. They understand that. There's three games left. They win two games, they're number two seed. There's no getting around it. They have Portland tonight, and then on Saturday and Sunday, they go back-to-back against the Spurs in San Antonio. TNT game, nationally televised. So at this point, it's something that needs to happen. Now, I will say this. I know a lot of stuff get lost in box scores, and I completely understand that. I really, truly do. But I will say this. DeAndre Ayton has to step up tonight. He has to step up. He has to outplay Nurkic and Cantor, not just defensively, but offensively. He needs to be a spark. They need that third scorer, and he has to be it. From this point on, he has to consistently average 16 or more with 12 or more rebounds. And I'm not just saying be a stat whore. He has to do that. It is a necessity if they're going to win games to close out the year and win games in the playoffs. the bench is shrinking. Now, I know Monty says he's going to play who's ever playing well, but we see the bench shrinking. Against Golden State, Dario Saric, DNP. DNP, Moore, DNP, Galloway, DNP, Alexander, DNP. And I know a lot of these guys don't normally play, and a lot of these guys are banged up. But when you start looking at minutes, Ron Carter only got 6. Devin's at 39. Chris Paul is at 33. Aiden at 32. Mikal at 38. Jay Crowder back from injury at 32. Monty's finding his core. He's finding his groove. He's finding his rotation. DeAndre Ayton can't just get 8 shots. He can't walk out of there with 2 rebounds. 8 rebounds and 8 rebounds. 5 defensive, 3 offensive. I apologize. He can't walk out with 5 shots and 8 rebounds. Can't do that. 8 rebounds and 8 points, that's a backup center. Not a starting one. Can't do that. He has to be aggressive. He's going to have to demand the ball. He's got to be more of a presence than just on defense. No qualms with his defense right now. But offensively, he has to be that third scorer. I think it's nice that Jay Crowder scored 20. But he took 10 threes, 6 of 10 from the arc. Last time I looked at a basketball court, the arc wasn't down low. That's where the Suns are going to have to impose their will the next 3 games. That's where the Suns are going to have to impose their will once they get to the playoffs. That is a must. That's not a, oh, I like to see them do it. That is a must if they're going to go deep in the playoffs. And on Monday, we'll give a full playoff breakdown, full playoff preview, the whole nine as much as we can before the play-in games. 2 of 3, and the Suns are in as the number 2 seed. And there's no moving against that. And you want to be that seed because when you move on in the playoffs and you get to that next round, if they're fortunate to get out of the first round, you don't want to be on a road against the Clippers. Fans are back in the stands now. You want that home court. You want that home cooking. You want that advantage. You always want the game 7 in your building. There's no getting around that. There's no other way. And so these are some things that they're going to have to discover, that same hunger, that same intensity. If I would have told you when the season started that the Suns could end up with the best road record in the NBA, you would have looked at me like I was crazy. They win both games in San Antonio. That's what they have, the best road record in the NBA. And the second best home record in the Western Conference. As Monty says, it's a get to, not a got to. And this team has to play better. They have to play. They have to match the intensity. The teams they are playing are playoff teams. And I love how people say playoff intensity. Yeah, you can have playoff intensity, but it's not the playoffs. And if you can't match a regular season game in terms of the intensity level being like the playoffs, what are you going to do in the playoffs when that intensity level ratchets up a little bit more? We'll get into that tomorrow. Like I said, we got a lot of stuff to talk about. We'll get into that as the playoffs draw near. I can't wait, man. Been covering the Suns for 10 years. Started covering them the year after they missed the playoffs. This will be the first time. I'm excited, not just for them as a team, actually see that playoff intensity. Step away for a minute. When we come back, we ready to roll with my man, the one, the only, Michael Caratino. You know him, but lead in Pac-12 sports. Back after this, live from Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, the Cave Show with PLR on Cigars with the Cave Show Thursday.
Don't just smoke your cigar, enjoy your cigar at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991 South Alma School. That's on the corner of Alma School in Chandler Heights. There's numerous TVs for viewing while you smoke your cigar, or better yet, become a club member and enjoy the member lounge. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco.
You never know what you'll hear on The Cave Show.
Here's the bottom line. If people were having great sex, we'd have world peace.
You know, one day I was riding around with a friend, and the alarm on my watch went off. And I turned to my friend, and I said, "Hey, shut up, because I need to listen to The Cave Show with Pierre Law."
Welcome back to The Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR. Thank you for hanging out with us today here on The Cave Show. If you ever miss this show or miss any part of the show, miss any show, any part of any show, make sure you're tuning in at 3 o'clock for the replay at KSRN. Download the app from the Apple App Store, Google Play Store, anywhere you get your apps from. 1 o'clock live, you know where we are. Just go to sportscave.com. Hit the listen live button. Of course, Cave is with a K. There we are, two networks carrying us, so there's no excuse on missing us at any time. When you go to the website, obviously we have a ton of shows. If you hit that listen live button and it's not 1 o'clock, a plethora of our shows will come up. Pick one that you like. Maybe you missed one. Maybe you'd like to hear one again. Do that. Also, there's some of our favorites right on the left-hand side of the page. All this happens at thesportscave.com, and Cave is with a K. There's a lot of stuff going on. Like I said, the NFL schedule, we have that. ASU basketball, which is really confusing me. I had one of the best writers on, Michelle Gardner. She talked about some of these people in the in the transfer portal, and you look up, and there's yet another. So I want to bring out someone as well that's close to ASU basketball, close to all Pac-12 basketball, believe in Pac-12 basketball's very own. You know him, a best friend.
People, let me tell you about my best.
The one, the only, the man himself, Michael Caratenuto. Mike, what's up, buddy?
Oh, man, dude. Still your friend. I know. I keep going, but fired to something. Rocks.
You know what? You know, Mike, you're breaking up a little bit, my friend.
Okay.
I can hear you, but there's a lot of echo and a lot of breakup. I think he just wants me to play the song again.
Now better?
There you go. Here you go. I know what you were going. Here we go. Let me do it again. On the line. Right now. All you have to do is ask me. Believe in Pac-12 basketball. The one, the only, Michael Caratenuto. Played it twice for him. He got the encore. I know that's what he was looking for. So there you go.
Come on. No, I don't need no encore. I'm just saying, like, I've aspired to something. So you're calling me your best friend. People are going to be like, he's crazy. But we all know you got good taste, except for not putting ketchup on your hot dog. But I love you.
What's going on, my man?
Whew, you know, just actually kicking was on a little reform of Believe in Pac-12 Hoops, but it will be coming back up, and I'm working on that next episode, and my first person back is, you know, being a homer, one of our favorites, head coach Charlie Turner Thorne agreed to come on, so that'll be coming out Saturday.
Awesome, awesome. Truly, you are correct. One of my favorite people, Coach Charlie. Let's back this up a little bit, okay? So I understand the transfer portal. I understand Michelle broke it down for me like a fraction. I understand why guys are in the portal. Please explain to me, and I understand a lot of it has to do with recruiting. So that's where I'm leaning. Is that the reason why if Remy doesn't decide to go in the NBA, is that why he's in a portal? That way Bobby can recruit, get his replacement, get moving, and I guess basically Remy has nothing left to prove at ASU. Is that the reason he's in the portal?
Yeah, and I thought about this too, because if he chooses, like you said, obviously to withdraw from the NBA draft, I mean, yes, that is, as we know, obviously the other part of the equation, but I started to think of it like, man, why would he do that? But these transfers started to come in, and Bobby probably had figured, you know, that he was going to the next level anyway, figuring that, you know, he came back for, you know, this year, obviously everything that went down last year. But I was thinking of, I'm like, well, I'm sure some of these transfers probably thought that too, because I'm not saying they wouldn't have gotten a few of them, but some of the guys that came in, you probably weren't going to get them if he stayed. So, you know, I think it put Bobby in a pinch. I mean, these guys had already committed, and I think Remy is just an upstanding person anyway. And Chris Cartman, good friend of ours too, Chris Cartman had said that I saw him on Twitter because I was messaging him. We were talking back and forth, and I said, yeah, I was kind of thinking the same thing, is that Coach Early probably wouldn't have got a few of these other transfers if Remy stayed. Not because they don't want to play with Remy, but again, are they going to get the minutes? So, yeah, I mean, to your point, or to that point, I think that's why he just entered it. I mean, because he'll have a fallback plan. And yeah, it would have been nice if he didn't, you know, I'm not saying not nice for him, but it would have been cool, I should say, if for some reason he decides to withdraw from, you know, the NBA draft and not hire an agent, then to come back for one more run with a hopefully, knock on wood, a full normal-ish season. So, yeah, but I just think literally it came down to Bobby figured, you know, he was moving on and his early talks, he's working out, and, you know, but he wants to, you know, cover himself. So maybe his scout said, you know, hey, you need another full year and this is developed. But I just don't see – I don't see it. I don't see him transferring anywhere and coming back. I feel that he if he doesn't get drafted, you know, I haven't seen him on the projected draft list. I know you and I were going back and forth on that the last time, but, you know, I definitely think he would be invited, obviously, to someone's camp. You know, all the things he does well, and, yeah, he needed to improve the shooting, and even though this year was tough, I mean, for the most part, his shooting did look, you know, like it was going in the right direction. I'm not going to say, you know, it was – a million times better, but it was better. He's going in the right direction. So I don't see why anybody would want him, you know, feels like, oh, he needs another year in college, especially if you're in the transfer portal, it's going to be the new program. So, you know, I feel that he does go to the NBA, but I think he just had to protect himself. And, you know, I obviously want to see him in a Sun Devil uniform, one of the great Sun Devils as he was. But, you know, it's what he had to do. So it's more so, you know, I feel just covering himself, but I think he's got obviously the compass to get, you know, into workouts, and whoever gets him, I think, you know, fall for, you know, next year would be a developmental year, whether he's playing a lot in the G League, but, you know, Zylan Cheatham, you know, is doing that. He's kind of making his way. I mean, Lou Dort, with Oklahoma City, I mean, he's the elder statesman. So I think Remy Martin, again, with the improved shooting, how he gets guys involved in the ball, like, coaches want that on their team, Paul. Look, I can say this to you honestly, even if he played down at U of A, I would tell you the same thing about his game. Like, who doesn't want to play with somebody that's going to get them the ball?
Okay, so here's my question, and I'm asking this honestly. And obviously, we're both Sun Devils. We both love the school that we went to, and we both love what Remy did. And his dad, I understand, spoke to Doug and Michelle and told them both, you know, hey, look, this has nothing to do with Bobby. This has nothing to do with ASU. He loved playing there. They have a great relationship, all that, but it was just time to move on. But here's my honest question. When you think of Zylan, Zylan's a big guy. And, you know, he has a two-way contract. Think of Lou Dort. Lou Dort's a big guy. He has size. And yeah, his shooting wasn't great, but it's developing. But he has size, and he can play defense. That's why he's getting time in Oklahoma City. Remy, truly, take all the Sun Devil loyalty out of it. Is he an NBA player? Or is he just a really good development league player or really good European league player?
You know, I mean, if he went and played in Europe, do I think he would do well? Yes. You know, in the NBA, it's that shot, you know? I mean, look, I look at it this way. I mean, look at Nico Mannion, his 1 year. Yes, he's gotten some play on the floor at Golden State. You know, as they've made this, you know, they've lost some players, but they've made this playoff push. I haven't really seen him on the court as much. You know, defensively, I'd say he's right there. I think Nico is a better shooter. I mean, if we're talking, like I was just saying, do I think he could be that he would have to spend maybe a year or two in the G League? I mean, possibly. Do I think he could get a two-way contract? Yeah, because if you have guys that go down, you know, he's not going to be a guy. I mean, he'll drive to the hoop. He'll, you know, collect fouls. He'll have to, you know, play with how a coach and a team want him to play within their system. But, I mean, I always go, like, you know, Lonzo Ball. I mean, granted, I'm not saying he's Lonzo Ball. Hear me out on this, Paul. But, I mean, we always – everything we heard about Lonzo Ball, when you and I saw him play his 1 year at UCLA, he wasn't – you know, it was the shooting. That was obviously the biggest question mark. Wasn't a good shooter. The angle he shot from was very – you know, it was just – they knocked it. But everybody said – like, guys will come play with him because look how easy he makes it for them to get shots. Like, if you lay off him, he'll drive, you know, yeah, he might not take the shot, but he can drive through the hoop. The way he passes, his shot's gotten better. Yes, Ball's got a little bit more size than Remy, I understand that, but do I think he could be a serviceable guy off the bench to run a second unit in the NBA? Absolutely, because you're going to, like I said, he's going to get, and if he has to get to the rim and score, he can. But he would have to me, again, and it's not really a shift in his game, he's got to understand that, yeah, obviously they look to him to score here. He's going to have to get other people involved. But in doing that, it'll open him up for more shots. And, I mean, running pick and rolls with him at the next level, I could see happening. But, yeah, being honest, yeah, I mean, do I think it would be, you know, a year in the G League? Possibly. But I do also think that maybe halfway through, you know, depending on a team's injuries or – you know, how he's playing, but I think he could get a two-way contract. So, yeah, I mean, I do think he could make it, but that's up to, you know, obviously that's up to him to prove, but the steps he took, you know, even from his freshman year shooting until, let's just go through, you know, last season when it was, you know, a full, well, technically two seasons ago, when it was a full season, I mean, we saw what he can do, the energy he brings, getting to the rim, getting guys the ball down low. I mean, you know, because when Romello was here, I mean, he would get down low, but he also did a good job of penetrating and getting big guys easy looks. So I think that is very attractive, obviously, to NBA teams, yes. But like I said, to you know, not sound like a broken record, but if you can't shoot if you can't hit, you know, as a guard, a huge percentage of your shots when you're open, yes, that's going to be a little bit of a deterrent. But getting people involved, getting to the rim, drawing fouls, getting big men involved. I mean, he has that, but, yeah, things need to improve. But, yeah, it could be a year, like I said, maybe even two at most, but I don't see how you wouldn't want a high-energy guy like that on your team. That can make guys, you know, move with – that can make guys – I mean, what do you always tell me, Paul? Like, I mean, you coach your kids, but, like, I always kid with you about, you know, NBA not being about, you know, defense, but – on the offensive end, some guys just kind of stand around or play an isolation game. But you have a guy like that, guys are more excited to cut to the hoop. You know, they're running diagonal in front of somebody. He can get them the ball. So that's how I look at it.
You know, on it is Mike Caratino, believe in Pac-12 basketball. I usually go to break now, but I'm going to ask you to hang with me. I want to get a caller in real quick. Do you mind hanging with me while we take this call? And then we'll break for commercial in about 4 minutes. All right. On the line here on the Cave Show with PLR, hanging out with my BFF, Mike Caratino. Thanks for holding this Cave Show with PLR.
Hey, Paul, how are you?
My man, Lou, how are you, sir?
All right. Well, yesterday was the day the schedule got released.
Yeah, we're going to break that down after the break.
Right.
But, yeah, it's exciting. NFL press release is one of the most exciting days.
Next to Christmas, yes.
Well,
so I've been
then to start the NBA season. Then to start the NBA season.
Okay, I'll give you that. Yeah. And, of course, the you know, all the races are heating up now. And the play-in game is only, what, 5 days away?
Hmm.
Are the Lakers going to avoid it? The Lakers will avoid the play-in game?
It's funny because I was just talking about that, Lou, and in the first segment. And I don't think it's up to the Lakers, to be perfectly honest with you, because they don't control their own destiny. If Dallas wins out, if Dallas wins out and Portland wins out, no. And even if Portland ends up tied with the Lakers, if I'm remembering correctly, Portland has a tiebreaker. So Portland only has to win two more games. So if Dallas wins out and Portland wins two more games, listen, a healthy LeBron, and I'm sure Mike agrees with this, a healthy LeBron and a healthy AD in a seven-game series can just about beat anybody, any day, any time. Seven games, they're healthy. I'm not betting against LeBron and AD. I'm not going to do it. But a hurt LeBron and a hurt AD,
forget
if they end up playing a one-game series against the Warriors, listen, I've seen Steph over this last 2 months lose his freaking mind. Draymond is back to averaging a triple-double, and they got all these guys that no one knows their name believing that they're Klay Thompson and KD. So in a one-game series, anything goes. That's March Madness. Now, here's what I would say. If I were the Utah Jazz, I would hope with every fiber in my body that the Lakers either get in as a six seed or ends up winning that play-in game. Because if I'm Utah and I end up with that number one seed, the last team I want to see as a 1-8 is the Lakers coming to town with a healthy LeBron and AD. There is no way in hell I'd want that. I don't.
Yeah.
Mike, would you want to see that?
Well, no, but I'm kind of with you. I don't disagree with you, but at the same time, I look at it as if I'm the Lakers. I mean, again, you say healthy, but they're not going to be completely healthy considering LeBron still hasn't come back. I think their depth is what gets them. And Anthony Davis and LeBron can't play 48 minutes, so it's obviously a game. So I think inevitably the depth is what gets them, because I'll tell you what, if they were to get that 6-seed, Paul, and what, they match up with Denver, right? Or no, that'd be the Clippers in the first round. You know, Kawhi would have both. They're just going to make those two guys run. But if they have to play Denver in the second round, I think Denver would get them. But I'm with you with Steph, man. If they have to play the Warriors for one game to get in, Steph will shoot him out of the gym.
Yeah, that would worry me. That would definitely worry me. But, Lou, what else you got for us? Because the clock is starting to be our enemy, not our friend.
Oh, that's not surprising. That's how it usually goes. Yeah. But you got anything for the Preakness? I mean, the Dean Spirit's going to run it, but without the trainer. So this looks to be very, very interesting.
Yeah.
And I'll leave it at that.
We're doping up horses out. Yeah, it makes me want to watch horse racing even more than I wasn't going to watch it anyway.
I know.
So, yeah.
Well, take away what I like, Paul.
Are you like doping up horses?
No, I just like this time of year because of it. And if he did do it, I mean, it's just sad.
Believe me,
I don't like it. Hey,
if he did,
no one's guilty yet. You know me. I'm not saying he didn't know. I'm just saying I'm going to wait till it's all played out and proven, because I do that for everything, and you know that.
He is guilty. You know what? In my eyes, he's guilty till proven innocent, because this isn't his first time around. But listen, we got to jump to commercial. Lou, my man, I appreciate you calling. As usual, you know you're the man. And by the way, real quick before I let you go, yeah, Yankees are hot.
Thank you. I told you so.
All right, my friend.
Again,
we will
gentlemen.
Catch up with you. All right, buddy. We'll talk soon. Good friend of the program, Lou. Listen, we got to take a quick 30-second break. We'll be right back. Cave Show and PLR coming to you live from Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. It is Thursday. Cave Cigars with the Cave Show live. We'll be right back after this. Thanks for joining us, the Cave Show with PLR.
Don't just smoke your cigar, enjoy your cigar at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991 South Alma School. That's on the corner of Alma School and Chandler Heights. There's numerous TVs for viewing while you smoke your cigar, or better yet, become a club member and enjoy the member lounge. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco.
Bombs and birdies, baby. Bombs and birdies. That's all it's about.
Hey, this is Mikel Bridges with the Phoenix Suns. I'm in a cave with PLR.
Hello. Welcome back to the Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR coming to you live from Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. Cigars with the Cave Show Thursdays. Make sure you're checking us out on the Twitter, the Instagram, and the Facebook at the Sports Cave. Cave is with the K. Website is sportscave.com. Again, Cave is with the K, and you can get me directly on the Twitter at PLR on Sports. Listen, let me get this in. Very important. When you come into Maduro's, this isn't coming into a smoke shop where there's like a 22-year-old that just got the job on Tuesday. You ask them a question, and they're looking as confused as you are. When you come into Maduro's, Ron Harden, the owner, or Tina or Marion, they will assess where you are as a cigar smoker. They're not going to give you a cigar that your great-grandfather would smoke, that he's been smoking for 50 years. They're going to get the right cigar for you. They serve beer and wine. They'll get it paired. They will take care of you. So come in, enjoy the experience. They're not here just to sell you a cigar and put the money in a register. It's an experience. So come down and definitely check them out. Hanging with me right now is my bestest friend, my BFF, the one and only Michael Caratenuto. So we were talking ASU hoops, but I want to jump into this. Really quickly and just real quick, I'm watching the Good Guys, the best team in baseball right now, the White Sox, play, and they did something before we get into the NFL schedule. I just got to share with everyone. They had runners on first and second, and Tony La Russa drives me nuts. I think he's a terrible hire, but be that as it may, he did one thing that I love. Man on first and second, nobody out. He bunted, got the runners over to second and third, next batter, a single, gets a run home. Hey, all you guys that believe you get a guy on and you launch for the fences with exit velocity, there's more to baseball than that. More to it than that. So just thought I'd share that with you. And just to give you something that's fun, I was on a Zoom call before we started. Good old Frank Kaminsky, known White Sox fan. I'm not even going to set it up. This is what Frank said about the White Sox. Here's a question and answer.
Frank, this is totally off topic, but best record in baseball and a no-hitter. What do you think of your White Sox this year?
You said it all. There were some growing pains. The crazy part about it is right now we got the biggest run differential in the MLB, and we're missing two of our three best hitters, probably. So when we get healthy, we're going to be real dangerous.
Figure that bring us body of face. Who told Eloy to go play defense this spring anyway, right?
Nobody. I mean, trying to rob a home run that wasn't even close in spring training. But, you know, apparently he's progressing pretty well. So hopefully he'll be back sooner than later, and he's just going to be another dangerous bat for the 2021 World Series champions.
Thanks, Frank.
Always good to have fun with Frank Kaminsky. talking about the good guys, the White Sox. So what do you think? What do you think? Frank called it already. He's called his home run shot.
He did. But like you said, the Yankees are hot. And, you know, I don't know if the A's will lose more than, like, 3 games a month. So, but, look, I know you love your White Sox. So, hey, I'm not picking on you. I mean, hey, they can – look, the art form of bunting, like, players in this day and age, like, can't do. And I'm sure Tony La Russa came in and everybody – I know he's like the higher O, his old man. Baseball's baseball, man. And that guy won a lot. And, again, whether egotistical, cocky, whatever, but you bunt, everybody gets over, and then a single, and then a run comes in, and then all of a sudden the pitcher's frustrated, and then somebody might give up a dinger. So, look, I wasn't against the hire. I just thought, we'll see what happens. But they have a good team, and they're looking good. So, I mean, I'm not going to rain on your parade.
I'm just saying, you can talk about the A's all you want. White Sox, best record in baseball. If Tony La Russa didn't go dookie in his pants 3 times, not only would they have the best record, but it wouldn't even be close.
Oh, here 64. I'm blaming the manager,
64.
Not the players.
No, I'm going to blame the manager when he doesn't know the freaking rule of extra innings. When he doesn't know that, when he gets on a mic after a game and says, well, I wasn't aware of that. Yeah, I'm going to blame the manager for that. It's 60-40.
I know.
60% on the players, but the manager has to know the freaking rules. So we'd be looking at 24-10, 64 run differential. They won last night 13-8, and today they're winning 3-1.
Yep.
Look, however you want it. You want us to go and score a lot of runs? We'll do that. You want a pitcher's duel? We'll do that. You want a no-hitter? We'll do that. Whatever you want, however you want your butt spanked, the White Sox will give it to you. Now I'll get into football.
All right.
Schedule was released, because I can go on with that all day. We know that, and we only got about 15 minutes left, and I just warmed up. Schedule got released. Any games hop out for you, because we're going to be talking about this for a while, but any games you saw come out and like, yeah, can't wait to see that.
I mean, week one, just in general, because it's week one, I think the most interesting game of week one to see improvement-wise, because everybody's talking about the Chargers, and rightfully so, because they had a rip on, you know, Justin Herbert gets taken, and they're like, oh, why would the Chargers waste a pick, Herbert? And then, of course, all these talking heads look like morons, which I love to see, as you know. but because, again, it's a Pac-12 player, and it's just laziness to say, oh, it's not a good conference, and blah, 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 all that junk. But anyway, I digress. That week one game, even though you know I can't stand Washington, but the Chargers are at Washington. And, I mean, I know the Chargers got the left tackle, the kid out of Northwestern, who, again, him and Penei Sewell were, like, literally, I mean, they're both very big, but head and shoulders above the rest of the offensive line in general, grading out-wise. But he went up against Chase Young quite a bit at Northwestern. So I think that'll be interesting to see that, the steps that the Chargers and Washington make. I think that could literally be the best game of week one. I mean, Brady going back to New England, I know it's going to be talked about a million times.
That's going to be fun.
Yeah, I mean, it'll be interesting, and I hope Bill Belichick just blitzes the hell out of him up the middle all game long, just so everybody can see what a I don't care. I don't want to hear about his age after that game either. I'm telling you right now, Paul, because he gets blitzed up the middle. That guy does not know how to step up and take a hit. He never has his whole career, and I have video proof of other quarterbacks in this generation stepping up, getting crushed, and delivering passes. But Brady cannot step up to pressure because he's a big baby. That being said, I'm looking forward to, obviously, the Cowboys, the opening game, to go spoil that little pal party in Tampa Bay, or banner party. But, yeah, I mean, the Cardinals schedule, I mean, I like it. I like, in the preseason, I think it's funny because I saw preseason they play the Cowboys, the Chiefs, and the Saints. And, again, you're not going to see much
preseason.
Well, no, I know, but I'm just saying to you that – But they do open up at Tennessee, and that game is very interesting because, look, we know what Tennessee is offensively, and Tannehill has improved. He proved he can deliver and make throws. Yes, when you have somebody like Derrick Henry, who's a bruiser. If this Cardinals defense is to be improved, yes, Chandler Jones, my guy, as you know, is back. But that is a huge, huge – and people say week one. And, again, I'm not a firm believer in you have to win week one to prove you're going to the playoffs. But Tennessee's defense was definitely on the downhill slide the whole second half of last season, Paul. We saw that. So I think the Cardinals can go in there and get a win, and then you come back and they play Minnesota. And, again, I'm not saying Minnesota won't be better. I mean, Patrick Peterson will be back, but I'm sure, you know, Kyler Murray would like to pick on Peterson a little bit. But the Cardinals could go 2-0.
He's washed.
Listen,
Peterson's washed.
No, he's not.
Peterson's washed.
We're not going to have – no.
Washed.
We did this last – okay, fine. Fine. We agree to disagree. But I'm just saying that game against Tennessee is interesting. And then I think it was – the Monday night game, the Cardinals Monday night game. I know I'm not just – talking about the Cardinals Monday night game against the Rams in week 14, and then just the 17th game. I mean, I think it's cool that the Cardinals are going to play the Browns, so the Baker Mayfield Kyler Murray storyline. The Bills going to play Tampa, that game really gets me, because look, Tampa's defense, the way they played in the Super Bowl, definitely deserves credit, and again, they got better down the stretch of the season. But we all know that the Bills' defense can pack a lunch. And Josh Allen has gotten better and can throw. So that Bills-Bucks game, I think the Bills beat them, personally. Everybody healthy, I think the Bills beat them. But I'll say this. The fact that they re-signed Milano and they kept a lot of that defense together in Buffalo, they're definitely, again, to me, they're ahead of Cleveland, and they're knocking right at the door of Kansas City.
You're missing something. On December 5th, your Cardinals have to deal with this. And I don't know if you've ever been in Chicago in December, but when your Cardinals step on the Soldier Field on December 5th, and they have to hear this.
Oh, against a team that has no offensive line? That's the best part about going to Chicago.
The Bears have addressed that. We got rid of our revolving door and Leno Jr. He's gone. He is gone. We got the big kid. I'm sorry. The Bears got the big kid out of Oklahoma State. But I will tell you, and this is true, and I'm not going to just spend this time talking about the Bears and the White Sox, because I have a much left to talk about the Bears. But I will say this. Games that jumped out at me, that game, the Bucks playing the Patriots, is something that Tom Brady said, which I thought was really funny and really, really true, when he said it's like your college friends going to meet your high school friends. Because that's going to be an interesting game. And what's going to make that game interesting is, if he averages 282 yards his first three games, he can actually pass Drew Brees for the all-time leader in yards in New England. So I think that game, not just for all the reasons that we can, obviously conjure up anyway, but could you imagine if he goes up to New England and breaks the record? Let me ask you the question like this. Do the fans cheer? Do the fans boo? What are your thoughts if he breaks the record?
Oh, come on. I mean, look, I'm not going to say every Patriots fan up there in, Boston and Foxborough in the Northeast is bandwagon, but come on. I mean, before they went on that run, Patriots fans, they'll cheer him. I mean, they probably were cheering for him all in the Super Bowl. If he does, they'll definitely cheer for him. But I just want to say that my Cowboys are going to beat him up in week one, because we did get the best defensive player in the draft. But let me say this to you. Do you want to know
here we go with this freaking Cowboys.
Did you look at the Bears? You looked at the Bears' schedule, right? The Bears are the only team.
Every other game.
They don't have back-to-back home games.
No.
Do you know? And I I tried to text some friends that, you know, cover some stuff, and I don't, you know, and I was trying to look at some Bears feeds, and I'm guessing it's not because of any COVID protocols or anything, but yeah, it's like away, home, away. I mean, the cool thing is you don't go on the road for 2 weeks, so I mean that's a good thing. But the other thing is you don't get 2 straight home games. I just thought that was I don't know if I mean maybe that's happened before, but I've never seen it.
They start on the road and end on the road, but you know what? That's okay. That's okay. We don't mind. We do what we do. As we open, remember, we open. You talked about the Rams. That's where they open, on Sunday Night Football.
Yeah.
So that's going to be a lot of fun.
And
real
I hope
quick,
for your
this
sake,
hold on real quick. Yep. This segment is brought to you by Scout and Seller Wine Consultant Tina Calhoun. He's the person you need to talk to. Phone number 602-410-4821. Tired of buying wines that have sugar, preservatives, everything added in to make your wine experience not what you want? Well, Scout and Cellar is the place to go to get the proper wine, nothing added, no sugars, no preservatives, wine the way it should be. Just get in touch with Tina Calhoun. She is the consultant that you need to talk to. Her number is 602-410-4821. On with PLR here on The Cave Show. At Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, Cigars with the Cave Show. Believe in Pac-12 basketball's very own Mike Caratino, telling me how he's not a Cardinals fan and he's a Cowboys fan, and I don't know if which is worse.
Okay, well,
but anyway,
don't get your fans sending me. No, don't get your fans hating me. I grew up a Cowboys fan. Tom Landry was my guy. I met him twice. I'm just saying, I was hooked when I met Coach Landry. That's all I'm saying. Point fact being, I hope the Cardinals do well, except for when they play the Cowboys. And
you
your
don't
Bears
have
game,
to...
though, against the Rams.
Yeah, explain why you like the Cowboys.
That's fine. I'm just, you know, you're picking on me, and you're going to get people sending me hate tweets. So I figure I might as well defend myself now. But no, that Bears-Rams game is interesting because, obviously, Matthew Stafford gets to start off a little bit comfortable. Well, it's an old division foe. I do hope, look, I think I'm never sold on Ohio State quarterbacks. You know that. I think Justin Fields is very talented, though? Do I think it was wise to trade up to get him at that point? Absolutely. But I pray for Justin Fields. He's not starting because Aaron Donald will kill him.
Yeah, no.
Start
you know
my
what
first
the...
game against Aaron Donald. And being and look, I know they're athletes and they're men, but come on, Paul. I'm just telling you right now, if I'm any quarterback and I'm a rookie quarterback and I'm taking high – and I know I'm starting my first game against the Rams and Aaron Donald. I'm looking at my left tackle and left guard like, I don't care how many penalties you take. He does not touch me.
I will say this. You said the Bears don't have, and I said it too, they alternate home, road, home. But there is a stretch where they play three home games. They've got the Ravens at home on the 21st.